With the bug that's going around,
Evan. That's not any good.
Yeah.
Well, luckily for you, Jason, Charlie has appeared. So
well, there's Charlie.
I
thought Brad was playing hooky, and Charlie was going to play hooky also, and I would be able to.
You're in good hands with Evan.
No, I don't think that's true.
I thought I would be able to do the show by myself with impudence, but no, an adult has come into the room.
Okay.
So good morning, well, Charlie. How good. Are you?
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Thursdays are a nice day to be in Bartlesville.
And wow, what a gorgeous day out there, Charlie.
It is a great day. January has some beautiful days, and this happens to be one of them. Sunshine, I'd like it about 5 degrees warmer, but you know, forecasted high is 68. I'll take it.
You just can't beat it.
Yeah.
So
any day I don't have to shovel is good.
Yeah. No kidding. So, like I was just telling Evan, looks like Brad is a little under the weather this morning. But
I figured he was just off at some car show somewhere.
No. That car,
looking at the 2018s and 2019s and 2020s, you know.
There are plenty of those coming out, Charlie, yeah. And we're going to talk about those in a little bit. But I brought along a guest this morning, Patty Leach, mm-hmm. Who is with Family Healthcare.
One of our many United Way agencies. She was over at the United Way event the other night at the Community Center.
It's a fantastic organization. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I think the main thing we want to talk about, Patty, is the upcoming Taste of Chocolate.
We do, yes.
So what, Taste of Chocolate is a fundraiser for Family Healthcare.
It is our primary. We have two, but this is definitely one of our primaries. We have another that specifically supports our free mammogram program, and that's a 5K run that happens in September.
Coming up in the last few years, it's been in Dewey, Miles for Mammograms.
Mm-hmm. So Miles for Mammograms.
Typically the Western Heritage Weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Taste of Chocolate, it's coming up February 9th.
February 9th is correct, at Hillcrest Country Club. It starts at 7:30 in the evening. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Folks will want to come about that time to get registered and to get some understanding of all the internal events that are going to be happening. It's going to be a wonderful event with heavy hors d'oeuvres, dancing, lots of other fundraising enhancers within the event.
So, any chocolate?
Lots of chocolate. Buffet of chocolate.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and all other forms.
Everything,
right?
Yes.
You know, right around Valentine's Day, you can get your chocolate fix.
Yep.
And then, you know, some of the other things that you'll be doing during the evening. It looks like you're going to have a wine pull.
We are, and a craft beer pull. And one of our primary events within this event is Martinis by McCoy,
okay.
Which is a jewelry raffle. You buy a souvenir glass, whether you want it filled or not, and if you do, you can get a chocolate martini if that's your choice. But as a result of that purchase, the winner is going to win a gift certificate to McCoy Jewelry,
a $500 mm-hmm. certificate.
Potentially. Actually, there'll be three winners, 500 being the largest.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
That is... Now, the martinis, I assume it's not like a bottomless martini when
it
you buy
the glass.
It is not.
But you
martini.
Can get it refilled at a very small price.
You'll have to talk to my cousin in Italy who works for Martini and Rossi if you want one of those. So.
Oh, now we'll talk after the show about talking to your cousin.
We just want to say a really big thank you to McCoy Jewelers. They have sponsored this for us several years in a row now, and we really, really appreciate their support.
That is a fantastic gift that they're giving.
It is.
So... If I want to attend on February 9th, mm-hmm. How do I go about doing that?
Several ways to do that. One is you can call Family Health Care Clinic at 918-336-4822, or you can go to our website, which is familyhealthcareclinic.org, and there's a button there, or you can go to our Facebook page, and there's a button there, but it says Book Now. Don't be confused. That is the button that would get you to the ticket website.
Got it. So the evening starts, 7 o'clock?
Doors open at 7?
At Hillcrest.
Uh-huh, that's correct.
Light hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres, actually.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. I would say they're heavy hors d'oeuvres. Heavy appetizers.
Based on past performance, I say you could, if you chose to, make a meal out of it.
Yep, that's kind of the way it's designed. It's just not a sit-down meal.
And lots of chocolate. Yeah. I could probably make... just a meal out of chocolate.
Oh, Many people probably have. and we can talk about the health benefits of chocolate if you choose to.
I'm all for the health benefits of chocolate.
More of them on the dark side than on the milk chocolate side.
But well, you have to go through the whole spectrum to get all of the nutrients, Charlie.
You do, yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
So, Patty, tell me, I know that family healthcare sees about 2,000 patients a year. I know you have a mammogram program. I know that you're doing great things with educating young adults. Tell me about the mission of family healthcare.
Well, our purpose is to meet an unmet need in the community for medical care for those who don't have enough insurance or don't have any insurance at all. So we provide two levels of care, not levels, but two types of patients, those who have no insurance or have Medicaid. We also can accept Medicaid patients, and those are the two things. If you're a self-pay patient and you're on the sliding scale fee, the majority of our patients pay about $45 for good quality doctor's office visit, all the things that might come with that, including any labs that are needed. And if you have to have lab work drawn, that's going to be at a considerably reduced fee as to what it might be elsewhere.
Many doctors, and I certainly do not want to say all, but many limit the number of Medicaid patients they see because, unfortunately, Medicaid is the lowest reimbursement level for a private physician.
Unfortunately, yes.
But with your place, because you are a nonprofit and we have events like this, you open the doors and say, we're here.
Yes, and we're not capped at this time. We will try to meet the need, whatever that might be.
That's fantastic. Now, how many physicians do you have on staff?
We have a medical director, and then we have a primary care, or excuse me, a physician's assistant at this time. Yep.
Man, that is a wonderful way for people to take care of their health care at a low cost, at a reasonable cost, on a sliding scale. What a great service.
Thank you. And, you know, the reason it's so important is, for one thing, if you don't take care of your health care at the time it needs to be met, you're going to end up with a real emergency resulting in an emergency room visit, which is going to result in a much higher fee. And that's not what the emergency room is really intended for. You know, they're not a primary care physician like we are.
It's the most expensive form of primary care.
It really is. Yeah. And we don't want folks to have to put off routine medical care for fear that it's going to rob them of their ability to pay their rent or, you know, put food on the table. And that's why we do it at a low cost, so that it is affordable for folks and they can take care of those important needs, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever the need is, just a cold or a flu, a rash, whatever. You know, they need to be able to get that taken care of on an ongoing basis.
If you've got that prescription and have access to the proper meds, then you're able to keep those under better control.
Absolutely. That is correct. And it has to be done, you know, on an ongoing basis. Folks should not have to put off medical care as if it were a luxury.
So on a daily basis, how many people are coming through the doors? And right now, this being cold and especially flu season, what are you guys seeing?
During the peak season, we can see as many as 20 or more in a day. So, yeah.
And that means that there are bills to pay?
There are bills to pay. There is always that overhead cost, and that's what a lot of that goes to. And it always requires much, much more than what the patients are paying or what Medicaid is reimbursing us for. We have to be able to keep the lights on.
Makes sense.
Provide quality care.
And
medical
thus?
Supplies are not cheap.
and then all the other things that go on in any medical practice, medical records to be updated.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, the lights are on.
Yes.
All that stuff.
Exactly. And we want to have a beautiful kept facility. We want our patients to feel like that this is a comfortable place.
Well,
to be.
And as you walk in, you don't feel like you're getting second-rate medical.
Absolutely
you're,
not.
You're not getting second-rate medical.
And I hear those comments at the check-in, check-out window all the time, that the patients just have wonderful things to say about our staff, how pleased they were. Sometimes they're surprised if they've not been there before, that the whole visit was just quality and they were made to feel comfortable.
So if you know somebody who's in need of medical care, or you're in need of medical care yourself, how do you engage with family health care?
Well, the best way is to give us a call, again, at 918-336-4822, and then let us get you an appointment. And we often can get you in the same day or the very next day. We really try to accommodate our patients' schedule. If you need to walk in, often we can accommodate that as well. If we have a provider available, we'll try to accommodate that, or we'll make you a schedule at that an appointment at that time to come back just a little bit later in the day, whatever works best for the patient.
And then on your secondary mission, not secondary, on your other mission, just as far as the whole thing funded through Miles for Mammograms, you're there for those lab tests. Again, whether it's the x-ray services or just lab tests, you know, A1C or whatever else might need to be done.
Absolutely. We can provide that for you. Often we can get those results the very next day, so our patients aren't stranded waiting, wondering what's going on.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So again, Taste of Chocolate is your primary fundraiser that really keeps these fantastic services
really
going here
key.
In Bartlesville.
Yes.
It happens to be about chocolate, it happens to fall right around Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. So,
not a couple-only event, I will say. It is just a fun event for anybody who wants to come solo, grab a group of friends, whoever. It's just going to be a really fun event for anyone who wants to participate. And we are accepting sponsors still at this time. So if you're interested in a sponsorship, we'd love to hear from you. If we could get that before February 1st, that'd be ideal. But we really would encourage everyone to come out and just enjoy a really fun night.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Charlie, I'm walking on you, but again,
it's your program. I'm just kibitzing here. Go ahead.
February 9th at 7 p.m. at Hillcrest Country Club.
Yep.
Tickets are available by calling
918-336-4822 or on our website, familyhealthcareclinic.org, or on our Facebook page, A Taste of Chocolate.
And I've seen the publicity materials around. This is got to be like the 10th, 12th annual. How long have you been doing this now?
That's a good question. It's up there. I'm not sure of the exact number of years, but we've been doing it a long time, and it has kind of evolved over the years. It used to be a slightly different type of event. Now it's an evening type event, and it is party attire. It's not super formal, but come as you are.
Exactly. Come to have a good time.
Yes.
And again, this is something that is one of two major fundraisers for you. Probably this one pays the majority of the bills, I would say.
This one pays the majority of the bills for the medical care. It really does supplement the funding that we need in order to provide the care that we need for our patients.
The educational mission, we haven't talked much about that yet.
We also do teen pregnancy prevention. Of course, we do a lot of educational counseling one-on-one with our patients, but we also do teen pregnancy prevention in area schools for middle school age students, and that's been a program that's we have hosted for 17 years now, and one that we find very, very vital and that the schools really appreciate.
Yeah, that's good work.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the schools try to cover a lot of that information, but when you've got somebody from the healthcare field coming in, that adds a lot more authority to the discussion.
It really does, and it's much more than just a one-time talk. I am in there several times throughout a semester, for instance. I will be meeting with those students often more than 10 times within a semester. And so I really get to build a relationship with them, and it really has a lot more impact than maybe just a one-time assembly or something of that type.
Yeah, but you get to be, I'm not sure I want to say friends, but acquaintances with them. You know,
they
know who you are.
Definitely do. And it's really all about helping them make good decisions. It's not just about this rather narrow topic, but really about the importance of making decisions that in a way that's going to affect them in the long term.
Definitely.
Not just right here in the minute.
Some life course setting types of decisions.
Right. It's really a lot of life skills.
Yeah, and so I have no doubt just because the way discussions kind of go, sometimes you've got topic A planned, but it's real close to topic B and somebody brought it up and let's go there.
We need to meet the needs of the students right where they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what touch are you doing with life, whether it's the medical needs or educational needs?
Absolutely.
Where are you located?
We are at 1820 West Hensley Boulevard. That is right next to the National Guard Armory on Hensley Boulevard. A lot of people know that location is where they went to renew a driver's license or something of that sort. And we're right across the street from the Phillips Research Center. So kind of at the corner of Frank Phillips Boulevard and Hensley Boulevard.
Office hours?
Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5:30.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Betty. We look forward to Taste of Chocolate, and it's going to be a great event.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And invite everyone to come out.
Can people walk in the front door and buy their tickets?
It would be better if they bought those tickets in advance so we're sure that we have enough chocolate and enough appetizers for everybody.
Sounds like a great idea. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You bet. Thank you for bringing her in.
Well,
that's great.
How about this for a segue, Charlie?
Okay.
One of the things that Patty was talking about is preventive maintenance on people.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And this being a bright and sunny day, it's a good day to talk about preventive maintenance on your vehicle.
We could do that.
We could. And what a great place to go.
Okay.
So
we could start it as something as inexpensive as preventive maintenance as a new set of wipers.
A new set of wipers or even a $9.95 oil change.
That's even less expensive.
At Dunger's Family of Autos. A lot of people don't know, but we are taking appointments now at Dunger's Toyota, dungestoyota.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
both on the Toyota Drive and on the Ford side.
Right. And you can make an appointment for an oil change or any maintenance on your vehicle. Any type of vehicle, doesn't need to be a Ford or a Toyota. And we'll help you get the most life out of your vehicle that we possibly can. We want to see those cars stay on the road.
It's probably not impossible. It's probably nearly impossible, I guess I should say, to over-maintain a car. You want to make those frequent visits to the doctor. You want to make those frequent visits to your favorite mechanic.
Exactly. And you don't want to drive around with, more than 5,000 miles on your tires.
No.
Before you rotate them. You want to make sure that you're maintaining the correct oil, get the oil changed,
mm-hmm.
make sure the brakes actually brake you when you stop, and like you said, wiper blades.
And that the tires are properly inflated to whatever that pressure on the panel now on the driver's door says.
Exactly. And, some people may be driving around right now with that orange triangle with the exclamation point.
Yep.
Because the weather has been going up and down a little bit, and if you have that tire indicator, swing by Dunger's. We'll take care of that for you and make sure everything else is proper on your vehicle.
And that's something that you do with as part of that $9.95 oil change. Yes, you're there to change that oil and filter, but you do more than just those two actions when you get somebody.
Yeah. We do a pretty thorough inspection of the vehicle and make sure that everything's in proper running order for you.
Have you ever thought about giving somebody a written report card when you do that?
Every time we do an oil change.
Wow.
Every time we do maintenance, written report card. Indicates where your tire life is, as well as brakes and several other key factors. $9.95 oil change. We also top off all your fluids. Make sure that you're good to go.
Or rotate the tires while you're there if you ask them to?
If you ask. It's a little bit of an additional fee, but it's something that I really recommend. Like I said, every 5,000 miles or so, it's going to help you get a lot more life out of your tires. Make sure that the tread is wearing evenly.
Mm-hmm. And so you got better tire life, you got a better engine life when you change the oil, and then you have a family of services that people could choose from coolant flush to transmission maintenance and that sort of thing.
Exactly. And, of course, our tires. Tires do wear out. And,
yes, they do.
Dunger's is world famous for our meet any tire price. We guarantee a low tire price, and we will stick by it. So see us for really all of your automotive needs, tires, brakes, and batteries.
Okay. Well, and of course, you are best known, I think, still as a vehicle dealership, whether you're looking for a new car right off the assembly line or maybe something a year or two or three or four old that is a great car for you.
Exactly. And Charlie, let me tell you about right off the assembly line.
Okay.
We just got in the first of the 2018 Ford Expeditions.
Oh, Brad's been talking about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic car. If you need to haul, if you're a three-seat or a three-row kind of family,
mm-hmm.
Haul a lot of kids, haul a lot of stuff, the Expedition really is going to be the crossover for you.
Okay.
And it's really pretty impressive. 9,000-pound towing capacity. V6 engine. In the V6 engine in this Expedition, the standard V6 comes with about 375 horsepower. If you go for the Platinum trim, you're up to 400 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a 0 to 60 in about 7 seconds in
in an a work vehicle,
a pretty good sized vehicle.
Yeah.
So it's got great takeoff, and comes in several different trims.
Okay.
We'll be getting those in over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you want to come out and test drive something that is a large people hauler, fantastically luxurious, you're going to want to take a look at the Expedition.
Well, and like you said, if you're the type of person that ends up hauling half the neighborhood, then this has got the room for you.
It's really built for a soccer team, I'm telling you. And then another Ford that I'm really excited about, we're anticipating these coming in sometime early in February, mid-February, the Ford EcoSport.
Oh.
Ford has
revived the EcoSport.
Exactly, yeah. And brought it to America. It's a vehicle that's been available overseas for a while. If you're looking for a small, fun, crossover kind of SUV, a little bit smaller than the Escape,
mm-hmm.
Sporty, I'll tell you what, the EcoSport is going to be your vehicle. I'm real excited to jump in one of these. They're four-cylinder, turbocharged, a turbocharged three-cylinder. With front-wheel drive as standard. There's a slightly more powerful four-cylinder with all-wheel drive,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of the model that I may have my eye on. They're going to come in a couple of different packages.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be hearing a lot about the EcoSport.
Well, I think Ford is going to be premiering that one, certainly in that size range, for quite some time. I think that's part of what makes the appeal of the EcoSport, because it's the right size for a lot of families.
It really is. And Ford is doing a lot of really cool things in terms of bringing in a real broad spectrum of SUVs. One of my old favorites, the Bronco, is coming mm-hmm. back next year, in 2019. I'm excited to see that.
I could see you in a Bronco.
I could see me in a Bronco also. So another vehicle that we probably should talk about on the Toyota side is the CHR, as long as we're talking about EcoSport.
Okay, CHR. Compact. CHR. No, I'm not sure what it stands for, but it's a smaller size.
If you're looking for a small, sporty SUV, Toyota's CHR,
mm-hmm.
it's really neat looking. A lot of people have commented to me that it kind of has a sort of Darth Vader look, sort of a looks a little stormtrooperish from the front.
Yeah, I can see that.
But styled very well. Interesting hatch doors on the back. Something that if you're looking for a really sporty little SUV, you should take a look at Dungis Toyota. And what else can we talk about?
Toyota in general, we're still talking about, first of all, the oldest Toyota dealership in the state of Oklahoma. As a Toyota driver yourself, you're still excited about the premier lines that have been out there for forever, the Corolla.
The Corolla, the Camry, yeah. The Highlander, the Tacoma, and the Tundra.
Yeah.
Toyota makes a really good product, and I think I've mentioned this to you before. My father-in-law is driving a Toyota that's about 25 years old. It's mm-hmm. a 4Runner that has a couple hundred thousand miles on it. It's in fantastic shape. Toyota is making product that will last from here till eternity.
Well, particularly if you get it in that every 5,000 miles for routine maintenance. And
correct maintenance on your vehicle, make them last a long time.
Exactly.
So right now we have some fantastic deals. We are celebrating Toyota's clearance right now.
Okay.
We have some great deals on the Toyota Camry and mm-hmm. the Toyota Corolla. Fantastic interest rates. And then on the Ford side, we have some great deals on the Escape. Right now you can get an Escape for a 17 Escape, zero for 60 plus $2,000 back from manufacturer's incentives. Of course, we always have the Dunge's discount on our vehicles. So you're
starting off at a great price already. Zero for 60 pricing on that. That's just like cash.
Exactly. You could bring your own financing or work with our financing people and take $6,000 off the MSRP of that vehicle and the Dunge's discount.
That's something you take time to work with the buyer after they've made the vehicle decision. You say, okay, here are several options for you. Zero for 60. Or if you choose, you know, like you said, to bring your own financing, here's what Toyota can offer you on that one. And it becomes a menu of, do you like, you know, one from column A or two from column B sort of thing. You know?
That's exactly it. In fact, that's... car sales has evolved quite a bit since the days of the plaid pants and the hustle you in, hustle you out in a car.
Yeah.
What can I get? How can I get you in this car today? Really, it's more of a consultative process, and we really are there to help you narrow down the correct vehicle, and then maybe more importantly, help you narrow down the correct financing options.
Mm-hmm.
Story, we had a gentleman come in a couple of days ago. He was looking at double-digit financing from his bank,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to work with some of the finance companies that we work with. There's over 60 finance companies that we work with, and we were able to drop his interest rate by more than half.
Well, that's important, because as someone who used to be on this program regularly would frequently say, you know, cars are priced in thousands, but we pay for them in hundreds.
Exactly.
And it's a matter of getting that price, that monthly payment to where it's affordable for us.
Exactly. And that really is a key part of our job, is to help find the financing that fits and brings that monthly cost down as low as possible.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're there to work with the client, the customer, first of all, to get them in the vehicle that fits their situation and fits their likes and driving desires, and then make sure that it's affordable for them so that they can enjoy that driving experience more.
Exactly, and have a couple of dollars left to do something nice.
Or at least stop by the gas station anyway.
Yeah. So, Charlie, one other thing I probably should talk about this morning with you is our Dunge's Lincoln program.
Lincoln.
And my good friend Bruce Dunge's.
Let's do that.
Runs our Dunge's program, Dunge's Lincoln program.
Okay.
What's kind of unique about Dunge's Lincoln, first of all, is we are the only luxury car dealer in the area.
Right.
Lincoln is a fantastic product, and we have the Dunge's Concierge program, where you buy a Lincoln from us and we will take care of all of your needs. You have maintenance needs, one point of contact, you call Bruce and we will dispatch someone to pick up your vehicle, leave you a loaner vehicle. We'll bring your vehicle in for maintenance, be it an oil change or a tire rotation or anything else that's needed.
Okay.
We'll clean it, vacuum it, and bring it back to you.
Wait a minute. You're going to clean it and vacuum it?
When you are on the Dunge's Concierge program, you're treated pretty darn well. Probably the best way... it is the best way to buy a car. If you want to be pampered, we will pamper you.
Well, certainly the Lincoln name says a lot, and with the newly redesigned Continental, it's a great buy.
It really is.
Yeah. Real quickly, you are the home of the 995 oil change.
Home of the 995 oil change, dungeschoice.com. Make an appointment to have your vehicle serviced at Toyota or drop in at Toyota and Ford.
The low-price tire guarantee.
Come visit us at Dunge's.
And if you just simply want to make sure that the whole buying process, that trade-in process, is transparent, you'll pay a cash price for your vehicle.
Exactly.
So we will buy your car. Stop by and check it out online. Dunge's.
Dungeschoice.com.
Okay. Jason, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Home of the 995 oil change, Dunge's family of autos. That's Car Talk on K1. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville.